War, an act of pure disagreement, conflict, and violence. War is the world's enemy, tearing countries, treaties, peace, and people apart. Peace among the whole world is what we strive for, right? That's not what I believe. I'd hate to upset any of the future peacemakers in the world, but to be quite blunt, war will never end.
Okay, so I've said the word war a lot. We have a general idea of what it is. We learn about it all the time in our textbooks, especially in social studies, but we don't really know the actual definition coming from like a dictionary or online. The definition on Google, and this is the first definition that came up. War, noun, a state of armed conflict between different nations or states or groups within a nation or state. Yeah. It's definitely what we image in our minds when we hear war. Like, if we hear on the news, there's a war happening in Syria or Iraq or anything like that, we obviously tend to think of battle using, like, guns, bombs, stuff like that, an actual, like, armed conflict between people. But there are actually a bunch of different types of war. I looked up another type, and here's the other one. War, a state of competition, conflict, or hostility between different groups within a nation. Example, she was at war with her parents. These two very important definitions clarify exactly what types of war can arise, not just fighting between countries. War can be described in many different variations of words, which you'll hear me explaining later. Conflict, disagreement, hatred, difference.
War is one of the most ancient acts known to our human life. 2700 BC is the date of the first ever recorded violent war. But what about the Bible, the beginning of time? Those have wars in them all the time. Adam and Eve, they were great people. God chose them to be the start of our legacy. He trusted in them that they would be able to make the right and best decision. Well, we all know how that turned out. They decided to betray God's word and eat from the forbidden tree. Trust between Adam and Eve and God arose. A war was created. The war between good versus bad, God versus sin, Jesus versus Satan. This act wasn't similar to the wars we read about in social studies, nor is the type that is defined in the Urban Dictionary, but it's war. This proves this act has been present since the beginning of time, but why will it never stop? Listen, you can believe what you believe. You can strongly disagree with me and give me reasons that world peace can happen, but if you know me, you know that I won't listen, and after all, I just won't care. Have you ever wondered why World War I and II were so close together? It's due to humanity needing it. The Civil War set a whole human race free. World War II caused immense pain to the Jews and almost wiped them out of existence. However, both of these awful events led to freedom among people and advancement in our knowledge and technology. If those wars hadn't happened, we may not be able to defend ourselves against the terrorist attacks that are happening all around the world and in our country every day. All this violence led to more powerful weapons and creations that were central to our everyday life now. It shows us that no matter what color, size, or gender you are, we are equal. It's only taken us a few years. The American Revolution is the reason we are living and standing on this beautiful country today. If the new colonists of this country hadn't stood up for themselves against Great Britain, we'd still be under the Queen and King's control. We could be considered the new London.
A decade is a long time to be in war, isn't it? What if I told you some wars lasted over a century or two? Here are some examples. Arico War, 282 years. Scilly War, 335. Persian Wars, 721 years. And last, Iberian Religious Wars, 781 years, almost lasting a whole millennial. Imagine if your great-great-great-grandchildren were in that war, and it's not even halfway done yet. I don't even know how people can still remember what they're even fighting about. It's insane, but that's war, and that's why it'll never end.
Okay, I've explained the basic background knowledge for the facts of violent wars between countries, and if I've explained the other types of wars we experience every day. Most recently have I realized that sadly, conflict will never end, no matter how hard we try. Some of me and my friends have never gotten into a fight, but the ones who I'm closest with We get annoyed and bicker now and then, but we still love each other. Even if I've known them for the 14 years we've been alive, we can fight any time for however long. Sometimes it's a group of us fighting, and other times it's just two of us. But it's war of disagreement, sometimes over important things, or sometimes over who's better at sports. Now I realize that dispute happens everywhere, all the time. I wasn't too fazed, because it's one of those things that you've always known and then come to light when you're ready for it. It was an average night, nothing special. I was probably in bed watching Family Guy when it kind of just occurred to me. It's inevitable, I thought. Unfortunately, I believe I wasn't fazed, because in the beginning of middle school, many horrific terrorist attacks took place and they continued. We began to see headlines about schools getting shot up and shared them as current events, even in our own school. We never had to go through the pain of having to leave our homes due to a toxic war between another country, but we had to experience the silent wars without the immense danger to our country, hence the terrorist attacks. In other countries, school shootings, bombing at concerts, synagogues are experienced everywhere. It's not just ours. Squabble between Republicans and Democrats in the 2016 election and ongoing. It's sad, but if we learn to come at peace with it, perhaps it may not be as bad. Since 2012, there have been 239 accounts of shootings in schools just in the U.S. That's more than there's ever been in history, and our country holds the record for most. We fight for gun control, but as we advance in technology, I don't think the shootings will die anytime soon.
It's a human instinct to have anger or hatred towards someone. Imagine if we didn't have those feelings, we wouldn't be able to identify peace. The two are opposites that attract and complete each other and always coexist among each other. War has been there and will continue to be there, but until the end of time, we need to learn how to find peace among all the hatred.
Alright, it's Saturday, and I'm not getting points taken off for not crediting Anchor.fm for all the transitions and background music. So, see those points, Miss Taylor? Got them.